This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And we are joined by Mrs. Barbie Morehouse. This is great. First, we have the chairman of the NTSB, and now you got the feds in here. What did you do?
Hey, it's not my fault. I wasn't there at the time. She said she was 18.
Yeah, right. Anyway, she's with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Group.
Now I know it's not my fault. I haven't crossed any borders except sanity.
Well, and good taste, but we won't go there. So good morning, young lady. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
So far, so good.
We're doing all right. She hasn't drawn down on us with her gun
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, no kidding. Or pulled out any handcuffs. So, how are you today? What's going on?
Excellent. It's a beautiful day. I'm happy to be here. I'm originally from Wisconsin, so it's nice to be back home.
Oh, you're just home again. So this weather doesn't bother you in the least?
No, not at all. It's going to be 108 where I'm from now. So
where are you from now?
Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It's a little toasty out there.
But it's dry heat.
It is a little tough for me to get used to the humidity again.
Yes, exactly.
So you're an air interdiction agent. What is that all about?
Something you don't tell your friends, I think.
It's just another fancy term for a pilot.
Ah, okay.
Oh. And what are you flying?
I fly helicopters.
Nice.
Nice. How did you get started in helicopters?
Actually, it was here at EAA Air Venture in about 1999 or 2000. I was walking around the grounds, and at that time I worked at the post office, and I saw...
Well, there's a bit of a career change.
Yeah, no kidding.
I saw a Border Patrol helicopter, and my husband wanted to get a closer look at it because he was a flight engineer in the military, so... Jokingly, I asked the pilot, if I join the Border Patrol, will they teach me how to fly the helicopter? And, well, I did, and they did, so here I am.
Life is good. Where are you?
That's a whole lot more fun than the Postal Service.
Absolutely.
So where are you flying out of?
Yuma, Arizona.
And what are you flying?
We fly American Eurocopters, the EC-120 and the A-STAR AS-350.
Now, you're an interdiction, which means after someone gets a radar hit of an inbound, they send you out to go look at it?
That, and we also look for footprints on the ground, tire tracks, vehicles, people, drugs, whatever.
You don't see too many of those submarine things, though, in Arizona.
No.
Submarines in Arizona?
Well, they try hard.
Must be interesting. So, as a helicopter pilot, I'm assuming that you have a spotter on board. You're mainly concerned with flying the helicopter then?
No, during the daytime we usually fly on our own. Sometimes we'll take someone with us if someone is bored and wants to go, but we do have spotters at night that operate the sensors and equipment.
Yeah, the flare or whatever you've
mm-hmm,
got.
Mm-hmm. But most of the time during the day, so we're flying and looking for footprints and tire tracks and vehicles.
Footprints, are that easy to spot from the air?
Sometimes, it depends on the terrain.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't expect them to show up much at all.
Oh, the sun angle makes a big difference.
That's true.
Well, here's a question for you. You're buzzing along in your helicopter, and you see something that is suspicious. I'm assuming that you're not going to land to investigate, that what you'll do is call backup?
It depends, depends on the terrain. If we have a spot to land, we'll do that. If it depends on how close the agents are on the ground. If it's going to take them a while to get there, sometimes it's better for us to land. If we have an additional person on board, we can land and let them out. It just depends on the situation.
And you went in 2000. How long have you actually been on active duty, if you want to call it that?
I actually applied in 2000. I didn't get hired until 2002. It took a little bit of time, and I spent 5 years as an agent on the ground, the Border Patrol, and I've been with Air and Marine now for just over 5 years. So.
Now, I'm assuming that at some point you've come across these people that really don't want to see you in your helicopter.
Actually, that happens on a quite regular basis.
Yeah, I can imagine. What's the average reaction? Do they just try and run and hide?
It depends. It depends on whether the smuggler is still with them or not, because they'll usually take off right away. If he tells them to run, they'll run. If he tells them not to run, they'll stay put.
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, it isn't. And it depends on what they're doing as well. If they're transporting narcotics, they'll usually try to get as far away from the narcotics as they can, and as far away from us as they can, so it just depends.
Yeah, and I guess if they're transporting people, that's a whole different story.
Right.
Ah, yes, the coyotes.
Can you give us an example of the funniest things you've ever had happen, like a guy running naked or something because you caught him in the middle of doing something?
Oh, yeah, to go there.
Well, just thinking of, you got to go to the bathroom, right?
Wow, there's always some entertaining moments, but probably not ones that I can share because it's probably
Not
going to end up getting me in trouble.
Yeah, right. Not that rating. Oh. Wrong rating. This is Wisconsin. I keep forgetting that.
Yes.
Yeah, it runs the gamut from entertaining to tragedy. You know, just the whole gamut, because some of the people that we encounter are really in distress too. So we save a lot of lives out there, especially this time of year.
Yeah, the heat.
Yes,
Hikers and everything.
Yes,
Well, hikers, and I think a lot of the people transporting illegals don't really care how they're faring.
Absolutely. That's true. They get the money, they'll abandon them out there in a minute. So if it wasn't for us coming along and finding them, there's no way they would make it out. So.
Right. I'm going to assume here that nobody has ever actually taken a pot shot at you or your helicopter.
Not me personally that I know of, but we've had some of our pilots that have gotten rounds fired in their direction. And some of our helicopters have gotten hit, not where I'm at, but on the northern border, have taken rounds.
Crazy people out there.
The thing that we've gotten hit with are rocks.
You're flying rocks? That low?
Yes, wow. We fly. Normally we're just high enough to clear the saguaro, which is about 50, 60, 70 feet.
Right, nap of the earth. Real serious nap of the earth.
You have to get down low to be able to see the footprints. So
there you go.
Okay.
Well, that means you can't fly and fly a helicopter and hold a pair of binoculars at the same time, not unless you have three hands.
Correct.
Now, of course, they're used to the radio calls, but it would sound rather funny to radio in an emergency because you got hit by a rock. that would be, in any other situation, that would be unusual.
Definitely. But the bad thing about it is once the rock hits the rotor, it's like a baseball bat, and it sends that thing in whichever direction it comes from, you know, it's going to...
So you've actually lost pieces of rotor.
Yes.
Well, that gets exciting. That means you're landing now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a big shudder.
Okay, I thought you meant they bounced one off the window or something.
Oh, well, they've done that too, but every once in a while they get lucky and hit the rotor blade, and then it's... real ugly after that.
Yeah.
I imagine it's quite hairy because of the vibration of the helicopter. You got to land like immediately.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened to me, but I've spoke to a pilot who had a rock hit the rotor blade, and he said it was pretty apparent right away what happened.
Wow.
How big of a piece was taken out of it? Did he tell you how big?
I saw pictures of it, and it was a pretty big chunk. It just kind of splintered the fibers because it's like fiberglass, you know, composite material. So it just... ripped a big chunk.
Yeah, it's designed to go through air, not rocks.
Yeah, well, that could have ended very poorly.
Yeah,
definitely.
Hopefully he was able to get the machine down without damaging it further.
Mm-hmm.
And himself.
Very experienced pilot, and he did a really good job landing it without any further incident. The remainder of the flight was uneventful. That's the way they like to put it.
The remaining 30 seconds it took him to set it down.
Exactly.
Obviously, so. It was a brown pants moment for him.
I can't imagine.
Then he's got to call somebody to come get him.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to send for a mechanic, rotor blades,
and of course,
that
the person
stuff.
That threw the rock is going to be in the area too. So that's a little interesting.
The person who threw the rock ended up making it back to Mexico. It was pretty close to the border.
Okay. So he threw it and took off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Probably a smart move on his part.
Definitely, because if that agent had gotten a hold of him, I guarantee you he would have needed a trauma ward.
Now, that's a question. As a Border Customs Control agent, you are armed.
Yes.
Of course, a sidearm isn't going to do much against somebody who's really determined with a larger caliber weapon. But
Even a rock. You'd be surprised. I've known some agents that have gotten hit with rocks, and they'll do just a lot of damage as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's no...
they don't make flak jackets for rocks.
No.
Do you have to go through recurrency training with the helicopter every year?
Yes.
Okay. So once a year they throw you into school and refresh you. And
yes.
There's no simulation for the rock, though.
No, there isn't.
You have to talk to them about that. Hey, how about a snowball? That'll really mess with them.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing in the pilot's operating handbook either about, you know, rock evasion and
what to
do.
That's right. Too small to pick up on radar.
And we're too close for missiles and switching to guns.
Oh. I'm sure every pilot's uttered that word
once or twice. Definitely. What? Have you ever had a moment where you wish you could do that?
No.
At least not in a helicopter.
No.
Maybe at home, but not in a helicopter. But we won't go there. That's another interview.
So I'm assuming you're going to be on the grounds?
Yes, for the rest of the week.
Uh-huh. And where will you be?
We are in the Federal Pavilion. We have two of our aircraft over there. We have one AS-350, their newest model, and we also have one of our Citations over there as well. So people come on by and pay us a visit. We can chat and tell some more stories.
Stuff that we can't hear here.
Exactly. Stuff that we can't put on the air, absolutely. So,
please, when you go over, ask her about that.
Yes, please. And no rocks, thank you very much.
Yeah, right. Please.